After months of negotiations, Governor Scott Walker announced earlier this afternoon a funding plan for a new Milwaukee Bucks arena complex in downtown Milwaukee. The deal includes a 50-50 split between public and private funding, with $250 million coming from taxpayers, the other $250 million coming from current and former owners of the team. Under threats that the NBA team could leave Milwaukee, Walker made the argument that it would cost the state more money to lose him than it would be to invest in a new arena. He was flanked by a Republican leadership, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, and County Executive Chris Abley when he made the announcement. Here's what he had to say.
The fact is, if we do nothing, that revenue goes away. We have a huge hole. We have a cost to the state of $419 million. And what our hope was, we could find a way to make an investment that had a greater return than the investment we put in.
Here with us now to talk about the details and the remaining questions, we have WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson. Sean, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So break it down, the key details of this deal, please.
Yeah, I would say the key details are very similar to what the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was reporting last week, and that the state's share of this deal would be significantly lower than what the governor initially proposed when he called for a Bucks arena deal before he even announced his budget. So he was talking about $220 million worth of bonding. It now looks like the state's direct costs would be a $55 million worth of bonds that would rise to $80 million over the course of, over the life of those bonds. The deal gets a little bit complicated in other elements. So the city of Milwaukee would contribute $47 million through a new parking structure, and the county of Milwaukee would contribute its share through its uncollected debt. That is, it would they would issue these bonds on behalf of the county, and the county would pay off those bonds by this debt that people owe the county right now. So these can be court costs, for example. This is debt that the county is having trouble collecting now, and it's going to turn that over to the state and say, you know, state of Wisconsin, you collect this debt, and that's our share. So that's really that's a tricky part of the deal that I think a lot of lawmakers have questions about at this point. And the other part of this deal is that some taxes that are happening right now in Milwaukee for a variety of purposes on rental cars, hotels, those were set to expire. They would be extended under this deal. So, whether or not that is a new tax is in the eye of the beholder. The governor's take is it's not a new tax. Those are taxes that are there already. We're just extending them. So it's different than creating a tax just for the Bucks.
So this is a deal, but it is not a done deal, right? Legislators have to sign off on this still.
No, I mean, you had the governor in the governor's conference room stand up, flanked by Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, who ran against him for governor twice. So obviously they have different opinions on many issues. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley, and then the Republican leaders of the state legislature, Scott Fitzgerald and Robin Voss, along with a handful of rank-and-file lawmakers behind them. So the stakeholders in this have agreed in the state's or the public share of this arena deal. Getting those votes is not going to be an easy issue, though. There are a lot of lawmakers who are just fundamentally opposed to the idea of the state subsidizing a sports team here. I mean, you got to remember the Bucks owners are who are going to profit off this deal. They are contributing $150 million. Some of them are the nation's wealthiest people. And so they're paying $150 million. Former owner, former senator, Herb Cole, is contributing another $100 million. And so they're paying for half the costs. And there are lawmakers out there who say, we shouldn't be in the business of paying the other half.
Talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson about this proposed deal announced today, brought a bunch of parties to the table trying to figure out the public financing side of a new Milwaukee Bucks arena aimed at keeping the team in the state. Now, Sean, one objection I'd heard from lawmakers, maybe we'll call them in the middle, saying maybe some money from the state, but we want to see a bigger share. We want more skin in the game from the city and the county. is this deal, do you think, geared towards satisfying those objections?
Yeah, definitely. Robin Voss was sort of leading the charge on that. We need more from the city and county argument. I mean, that was something he said over and over and over again. And he stood up and completely embraced this deal at the press conference and has really kind of turned around on these Bucks negotiations ever since the sides began meeting and kind of being public about the fact that they were meeting. Robin Voss says that if he's adopting the same argument that the governor made. And the governor's argument, they had plastered to the podium or the lectern where they were speaking. Cheaper to keep them. That is basically their argument behind this Bucks deal. Is that they're not trying to say, their primary argument is not that this is going to be a great economic driver for the state. Their primary argument is, if the Bucks leave, we're going to lose all this tax revenue. And if we lose all this tax revenue, that's a hole in the budget. So Voss is up there saying, I think this is fair. He thinks the state's share is relatively small. Whether or not his members feel the same way remains to be seen. I think a lot of them want to see more details because, remember, the numbers we're seeing right now have all been produced by the administration, by the stakeholders who want this deal. This is not a deal that's been kind of run through the number crunchers at the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau, who often find things that lawmakers and governors would rather they don't find.
Another issue I've heard brought up is, how is this going to be approved? Is it going to stay in the budget? That's where the governor, I believe, initially put it. But I've heard some Republicans want to take it out of the budget, have a separate vote, in part to make Democrats show where they stand on this issue.
That is very much an open question at this point, is how are they going to go about this? And among people who really want to see this Bucks deal done, and, you know, just give you one example. I talked with one Milwaukee Democrat after the press conference, Mandela Barnes, and he said, you know, he's a little worried about the Bucks deal coming out of the budget. For one, he says, you're talking about a lot of money. So this is something that ought to be in there to begin with. And again, Representative Barnes is somebody who wants to see the Bucks stay in Milwaukee, in his city. But the other concern he has is that if you take it out of the budget, it doesn't get passed. I mean, governors have historically, and legislators have historically, put kind of thorny, difficult issues in the budget because it increases their chances of passage. You know, if you're in the majority party, if you want to vote against the Bucks deal, you have to vote against the rest of the budget. So that's where things go that are tough to pass. It's very much an open question at this point whether the Bucks deal stays in there, though. There are a lot of rank-and-file lawmakers who say they want to see it as a standalone bill.
One more detail. I don't think we got into cost overruns. There's some kind of commitment as to who has to pick up. And you know, when there's construction, there's often overruns. Where does that fall in this deal?
Yeah, that was a detail that was announced today as part of this deal. I don't think was reported last week by the paper. And the point that they're making today is that the cost overruns would be covered by the owners. So the state's obligation to this project would be $250 million. Again, that number would grow with interest. So, you know, think of $250 million as sort of the asking price for a house. So that's what the state's going to pay. It doesn't account for all the interest that they're going to pay down the road. But it sounds like the state won't pay cost overruns. The flip side of that is it sounds like the owners might get the naming rights. And so, you know, whatever corporation they were to sell the naming rights to name the Bucks Stadium, that revenue from that sale would go to them and not to the public.
Sean, you mentioned this is a deal that didn't go through the analysis of the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Do we know yet if the LFB, the Fiscal Bureau, is going to get a crack at this before somebody votes on it, whether it's joint finance or the legislature at large?
I think probably yes. I mean, I guess I wouldn't say absolutely, but this has to go through not only the Finance Committee, it has to go through the Assembly, it has to go through the Senate. Before the Senate or the Assembly votes on stuff like this, the Fiscal Bureau presents them with a document of the budget and changes to the budget, so they would have a chance to look at this. And I know they're going to be getting a lot of calls from lawmakers who say, give me some more information about this plan. I want to know the details that I didn't hear at that press conference.
I want to, before we let you go, Sean, ask you kind of about the mood at the presentation here. As you mentioned, we have a current governor against a guy he ran against twice. People of both parties, budget time, things are tense. Was this, you know, singing kumbaya, high fives and hugs during this thing? Or was this kind of like a tense, we hope we get this thing through sort of deal?
No high fives and hugs, Rob. But there was definitely everybody on the same page. I guess you'd describe it as earnest. I don't know. They all seem to be very much 100% behind this in every possible term. So Tom Barrett and Scott Walker and Chris Abele and Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald all basically singing from the same hymnal on this one.
And you won't say that sentence many times.
You will not, no. Not on too many issues.
All right. Sean, as always, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
That was WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson talking about Governor Walker's announcement today with a crowd of people behind him there of a Milwaukee Bucks arena deal. It includes $250 million in public funding from state, the city, and the county in some cases. Creatively a bit. We want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. What do you think? Do you think the state and local governments should help pay for this Bucks Arena? Are they paying enough, as this deal was just described? Do you think it would be more costly, as the governor said, to lose the team, to have it leave the state, not pay taxes here anymore, than to invest in a new arena? Is this a good use of public money? If you're in Milwaukee or in the area, how do you think it will affect the downtown? If you aren't in Milwaukee, do you take issue with state funding going to help that area? We just spoke with WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson about the Milwaukee Bucks funding deal announced this afternoon of the $500 million cost of building the new arena and related facilities. Half, about $250 million, would be publicly funded from state, $80 million from the state. The rest would come from the city and the county. We want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. The governor's case, along with the mayor, county executive, people with the team, legislative leaders, more costly to lose the team than it would be to build the new arena. Do you agree? If you're in the area, what do you think of this deal? What does it mean to you? If you're not, does state funding bother you? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page to your calls now. Larry is with us in Waukesha County. Larry, hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
My comment is that earlier this year in the spring, the citizens of the state of Wisconsin had an opportunity for $250 million to be given to us with the casino down in Kenosha. Our governor decided that wasn't doable, but now the citizens of the state of Wisconsin are going to have to pay $250 million just for this Bucks Arena. This guy speaks with forked tongue, and he says it with a straight face like, we should just believe it. That's what I don't get.
Larry, thanks for your call. We'll go now to Brenda in Greenville. Brenda, hi.
Hi. I am not in agreement with any of the state money going towards a private business. I can't believe we're even considering it when we're defunding state parks, which also bring in tourism and money, and the state owns, but yet we're looking at giving private business where billionaires are making money off of it money. It doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, Brenda, thanks for the call. We're getting your thoughts on the deal announced today for a new Milwaukee Bucks arena. Half of the money coming from public funding, some of that state, some county, some city. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your reaction or post over at the Central Time Facebook page. We've got Gary with us next in Waukesha. Gary, hi.
Hi. I'm curious to know, I mean, when we did the same thing with the Bucks, or not the Bucks, with the Brewers Stadium, you know, we imposed a tax on the entire county, even though it was voted down in the two or three counties where the vote went towards. The state turned around and forced the counties to pay the tax anyways. So we're always doing the cost sharing on this stuff, but where's the revenue sharing as well? Why aren't they including in some of this the owner's profit from it? we continue to pay for it. I'm okay supporting some of this stuff because we do it with other businesses that want to locate in the area, and we give them tax breaks for a couple of years. That's fine, but there's got to be some kickback into the state residents as well. If we're footing the bill, we should be getting some of the benefit from it as well, too, not just the owners and the players.
Gary, I guess the argument from the governor today was we stand to lose money in tax and other revenue if we don't do this. That's the case they're making. Do you buy that?
Yeah, we probably would lose revenue. There's no question about it. However, you know, they're asking us to foot a lot of the bill, and we're still footing the bill for the Brewers Stadium as well. And that was supposed to end at a certain point in time, and we're still paying taxes on it. And I still have to pay high prices to take my family to go see these events. And all these guys that are, they're putting in the other half of it, they're making billions of dollars. They're some of the highest paid people in the country. And yet we're paying to foot there. Their stadiums and whatnot. You tell me any other landlord that gets told by the person that is going to rent their property or rent their building what they can do with it and how they have to do it. It doesn't work that way.
Gary, thanks a lot for the call at 800-642-1234. Clayton is with us next in Burlington. Clayton, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I would just like for somebody throughout all these months to be able to explain to myself and all the other taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin why we should have to pay for a tool for a multi-billionaire to be able to make more money and pad his pocket more. There is no reason that that taxpayer should have to pay for his tools for his business. Not only that, Governor Walker has pushed this through or going to push it through, whatever. How much money is he getting put into his presidential campaign funds from this billionaire for his presidential campaign? Is that the only reason he's pushing it through?
Clayton, thanks for your call. Taking your reactions, all opposed so far, to the arena deal announced today by the governor, the mayor of Milwaukee, county executive of Milwaukee County, legislative leaders and others, team owners, on what the state, the county, and the city are going to contribute toward the funding of a Milwaukee Bucks arena. You put those together, about half is the answer. Your thoughts at 800-642-1234, or share them on the Central Time Facebook page, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Liz next in Dodgeville on the line. Liz, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to share some more actual data about if we do lose the Bucks, what does that actually cost the state? Like how many millions of dollars, how does that affect the average taxpayer? That would be more helpful in terms of this discussion. And also, over the life of the loan, so let's say the taxpayers are putting the $250 million bill, what does that really cost? And then also, what is the profits of the owners over that time? I think it would be helpful to actually have all of the information so we can have a better opinion about it. Thank you.
Liz, thanks for the call. Something I will try to check out. The deal is still, the ink is still not dry on that announcement today. Blake next in Milwaukee. Blake, hi.
Hi. I guess I have a couple of comments. First of which, I think it's important for taxpayers to realize that the owners of the Bucks are billionaires. You're asking ordinary people to foot the cost of a billionaire's new building, which seems a little silly to me. In addition, it's important to know that the owner of the Bucks, Wesley Eden, is the majority shareholder of a property group that owns a number of derelict and falling down houses in Milwaukee, and you'd think it would be important to first clean up those properties before he comes to the city asking for money.
All right, Blake, thanks for sharing your thoughts. Steve is with us next in Waukesha County. Steve, hi.
Hello. I think it's despicable that they are cutting DNR, our schools, the UW system, and everything else, and spending this money on a billionaire playground. I just want to say, GOP, beware. Election time is coming. Thank you.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call about the funding plan for the Bucks Arena. Still time for your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Anybody out there in favor of this idea? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Mike is on the line next in Madison. Mike, hi.
Hi, I'd have to agree with just about every caller's opinion against the funding of arena for the billionaires. And also have to say, if we're going to have this, I think the cost should be spread by the other counties that surround the poorer income Milwaukee County. And with that, if we're going to, you know, get some of this revenue, let's tax these rich basketball players a little bit higher in their income tax and get some of that money back to the state of Wisconsin.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call at 800-642-1234. We heard from Martha on Facebook, who agrees with most of our callers. She says our schools being defunded, people who provide in-home care losing their pay, folks who need a hand putting food on their table forced to do with less. But there's money for basketball. This is what's wrong, she says, with Wisconsin. Well, still time to take your thoughts on this funding plan for Milwaukee Bucks Arena at 800-642-1234. Still time to post on the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. As we heard from reporter Sean Johnson earlier, about half of the cost of this plan will come from public funding, some of it from the state, about $80 million, some from the county, some from the city, $250 million when you add in what interest payments would be, about $400 million. This arena is not law yet. It would have to be approved by the legislature or via joint finance or by the legislature as a whole. We'll take your calls in just a minute, 800-642-1234. And we'll be covering this issue more in the days to come, including tomorrow morning on the Week in Review on the Joy Cardine Show. We'll go now to Francis in Hudson. Francis, hi.
Well, hi. Yes, I want to say I'm in favor of it. I think all of us in Wisconsin have to realize, just like every person that owns a team, are a multimillionaire. What is important to our better good, and believe it or not, it is sport. It's amazing. So you can't look at Wisconsin being in a unique situation. Look through Minnesota.
All right, Francis, you're kind of breaking up on us there. The gist, I think, was that you were in favor of this, that it brings some benefit into the state. Oh, time for one more caller, Bob in Dousman. Bob, hi.
Yeah, my comment is that there's no way that thing is going to cost $500 million. Before they're done, it's going to be $800 million, and who's going to pay for the extra?
Yeah, the announcement today, thanks for the call, Bob. The announcement today it puts overruns on the hands of the owners, the private part of the funding, as it currently stands. Well, thanks for all your calls. Keep it going online, Central Time Facebook page. Coming up, some proposed changes to Wisconsin's Family and Medical Leave Act. We'll get the details. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickard is off today. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.